Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. We always appreciate you guys stopping by for the show that you should know before these young men go pro. And we have a fantastic guest, the James Madison standout. He was Mr. Colonial Athletic Association, two-time first-team guy, and this receiver really packs a punch. Very productive young man. Well, with that says, it's Brandon Ravenel, the standout. Brandon, we appreciate you, taking some time. You're between class and training for the next level. I'm sure you're a busy man. So, again, when I say that, I don't say it lightly. We do appreciate your time. But can you believe your time at James Madison has kind of almost come to an end? And you know, in a short amount of time, you'll be – taking a step towards the next level?
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. I still can't believe it happened so quick. I mean, it just seems like just the other day, walking in, a little wide-eyed freshman, getting ready to experience my first college game, and all of a sudden playing the national championship, walking off the field for the last time. And it's really surreal, but, I mean, it's been a blessing to be able to play here.
I'm sure it has. And for you, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you with that kid at a very young age? Would you score 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Something like that. I started playing when I was 8 years old. My dad played football as well, and I just picked it up at an early age, and I just fell in love with it.
Nice. So, obviously you had the ball in your hands from an early part of your life, and obviously productive with it in your hands. How do you transition to the receiver? I'm sure you probably played some running back. You probably even did some cornerback at that age. But kind of how do you find yourself emerging into that receiver role?
Well, growing up, I played running back just like any other athlete out there. And then when we got to middle school, I just wanted to try playing quarterback. Big Michael Vick fan, obviously. And I just wanted to try that. And it ended up that I just had better hands than the guys that I was throwing to. And I just started that way, I guess. And then after that, I kind of just started to fall in love with that position. And here I am now.
Nice. And I'm curious, you arrive. I believe that you played as a true freshman?
Yes, sir.
I always admire any kid that's just leaving high school and coming in and kind of taking that leap and having success, especially like you did. I mean, so you arrive, true freshman, you're lining up. When you kind of get the sense personally that, I don't know, it could have been your freshman year, who knows, but when you kind of get the sense that, at the end of this college journey, I could possibly be playing on Sundays, when does that kind of hit you in your collegiate life?
That's a really good question. I'm a big believer in just taking it one step at a time, so I just go out every game and just put it best my ability. But if I had to say, I think I had a shot probably after sophomore year, like in that off season. I really actually thought about it because it's coming up pretty soon. I thought I had a pretty solid shot, but you never know. You never know where life takes you. So I just stayed the course and just played every game like it was my last. As cliche as it sounds.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, it's a cliche question or answer, but like I said, it's that mentality. That's what you have to do. You just have to take it one game at a time and just kind of build on the previous week. Once again, the James Madison standout receiver, Brandon Ravenel, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show with our guests today, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com. You just simply say Players Platform Show and type in iTunes or Blog Talk, and then you'll find this particular link to listen to more with Brandon. For you, if you're in the scout room with some guys, the scouts, they're in the NFL, they're breaking down tape of you, what do you bring to the receiver position? I know you're also a weapon on special teams as well, but, what are those characteristics that you bring where you think these guys are going to fall in love with you? Or at least they should.
Just the mentality that I think that I can bring to the table. I'm a really firm believer that that any ball that goes in the air is going to be my ball. I've been – a lot of people have been against me because of my size. I'm not the elite size is what a lot of people say. So I really take that to heart and just I try and show that it doesn't matter what my measurables are, but I can do a lot more when I'm on the football field. everyone else is a football player that's out there, and I just think every time I'm out there, the ball's in the air. No one else is going to come down with it but me, and that's just the mentality that I've been taught from a young age. And probably like my biggest asset is the ability to make tough catches in traffic, big situation downs, and all those kind of things like that.
Nice. And does anything go unnoticed? And it, I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room, workout warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that scouts, aren't going to be able to kind of learn about you that's a big positive that just game film doesn't reveal?
I'm definitely a film rat. I just enjoy being in there watching a bunch of film, whether it's something smaller than a defender's technique, how they roll, how the safeties are rolling, how the corner's playing, how they're trying to hide things. I feel like you can never get ahead. And a coach that we've had used to tell us that luck isn't anything but good preparation. And I really believe that. That's where luck comes from. And I feel like if you prepare, then you put yourself in a better spot. And so, I'm always trying to watch as much film as you can. And, like you said, like you also explained or asked about, like, the weight room. I get in there and I try and get after it. Not gifted height-wise and all that kind of stuff. I love trying to be as strong, as explosive as I can, so always in there.
Definitely. And I'm curious, this is one of my favorite questions to ask, especially if you kind of, go with the idea or at least tell us that you're a film junkie, because I love kind of getting to the nooks and crannies. Share with the listeners and me, all week you're studying film, you're looking at your opponents, and then Saturday rolls around, and what you kind of saw during the week of study is kind of becoming fruition. Can you share a play and kind of maybe it turned out to be a big play?
You said it turned to fruition a few times. So let me think of a game. Maybe junior year, going against. Let me see. Almost. It's happened a few times. Every time we caught a team in cover four, we have like a three-level pass player, or whatever, and the coaches and the quarterback, we had the option whether we can keep it as a go route, a straight route, or we can post it to the middle of the field, and it kind of depends on what the safety is doing. If the safety is being nosy and kind of just like flat-footed, then you bring it to the middle of the field and just dump it right over him, and if he's getting back, then you try and stack the DB and stay on top of them. So we're playing a team a few years back, and we just caught the safety getting a little bit nosy and just broke it right behind him. 76-yard touchdown pass. And this is kind of how it works. Just little things like that, just kind of seeing how teams play. And, this team that we're playing, they were really, really big quarter team. And we knew that safety was going to be a little bit aggressive, but we hit him with a little bit of play action. And sure enough, we caught him. So.
Nice. Brandon, that's one of my favorite questions. I love, because – for all the fans or people who saw that particular game that you should have shared that play, they kind of, get an idea of maybe how that play kind of panned out the way it did because of, the work that you and your teammates did to kind of identify what the weakness is and you exploited it. Great stuff. Once again, the Colonial Athletic Association first team two times at that thing at receiver, Brandon Ravenel here on the C2P. I'm curious because you mentioned your height, and I see so many variables on the internet. What is your height and weight right now, and do you plan on maybe adding more muscle or just kind of staying where you're at as we get closer to the pro days and all those things?
Yeah, right now I'm 6 foot 195, so I can put on a little bit more weight as long as I can just keep the speed. But things are looking pretty solid right now. I think this is probably the best I've ever been right now, as in terms of height. Weight. So, it's pretty good. I think I'm at a pretty good spot right now.
Excellent. And I'm curious, when's pro day for you?
March 15th.
Fired up for it, man?
Oh, of course. I can't wait. This is the first step that all the kids waited for. Everybody wants to play in the NFL. And just to know that the pro day is actually is coming up, it's unreal. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it has to be. And it's right here. We're the 23rd. A couple weeks, man, and you'll be rolling. I know you want to just, you know, you want to blow up the whole entire Pleuro Day. I mean, you want to jump, you know, you want to, you know, have a vert of 50 inches. You want to jump 14 feet. You want to run a 4.2. But, I mean, is there any particular event or combine drill that you really think you're going to kind of wow these scouts about?
Hopefully all of them. Honestly, I mean, I'm never really satisfied with anything that I ever do. I'm always just constantly trying to work on it and get better. Cause, I mean, there's always someone out there that runs the 40 faster, or runs the shuttle faster, and all those, and someone put up the bench more. So, I mean, I don't think there's one thing that I'm excited to show off, but hopefully I can just test really good and test pretty good and everything, and I'll just have like a pretty well-rounded showcase.
Definitely, yeah. That's what you want at the end of the day, and like hopefully you guys get a good crowd there, and like I said, they get to see you show them some good stuff. Do you get comparisons to anyone, Brandon? Is there anyone at that next level you can say, hey, you know, kind of what I do on the field, you know, is kind of what this guy at the next level reminds me of?
There's been people that have said things that are just completely unrealistic, but if I had to say, I think Hamilton Crowder. I think that's probably somebody that I've modeled my game after a little bit.
Nice. And, yeah, and he's emerged quite nicely for the Washington Redskins, you know. And
he's done an amazing job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. He's emerging as the go-to guy offensively, especially. I mean, I don't want to get off topic, but, you know, Pierre Garçon might not be back. DeSean Jackson might not be back. I mean, Josh Doctson was hurt all last year. So, you know, Crowder's definitely definitely the ace in the hole at this point. And hopefully you're the ace in the hole for somebody else as we move forward. And like I said, it's an exciting time. I know you're very busy between class and training, so we do appreciate your time. We're almost out of time, but before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. excuse me. Game day rolls around, and do you have any game day superstitions? Do you have anything that's kind of wacky that you got to do?
Ooh, I have so many superstitions on game day, but at the end of the day, I have to listen to really like soft music, like nothing, like no rap, I can't listen to rap or anything. I listen to a lot of like pop music. Something like it's really weird. Like sometimes I'll catch myself listening to Miley Cyrus before game. And it's just to calm the nerves. It just puts me in a good mindset. But I've had so many different things, but I think that's probably the most constant that I've had.
Nice, and that's a curious one. I like that. Female celebrities, Brandon. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna invite to dinner?
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Probably Margot Robbie.
Oh.
Yeah, Margot Robbie, definitely.
That's my favorite. So.
Absolutely.
That's my favorite. So. that's a good one, man. I mean, all the answers. There's never a name that's given where you're like, yeah, she's not a very talented and beautiful lady, but yeah, I mean, she's definitely my ace in the hole. Franchise selection with that one. I think you know that's a franchise pick. And I mean, probably a Cinderella story, like you said. I mean, you dominate the conference, you get all the accolades that are well deserved, and you're able to walk away a champion. I mean, how exciting was it to be down in Frisco and, you know, beat YSU and, you know, be able to kind of, you know, hoist that national championship trophy?
It was really a blessing. It was so surreal. And every team at the beginning of the year, they have their own thing where they want to build a championship culture, or they want to have a team that contends for the national championship. And then all of a sudden we end up there, and everything that you went through with the team is just, it's all worth it all of a sudden. And, I mean, I have astounding teammates, outstanding. And, I mean, I love each and every one of them, I know I wouldn't be the player I am if it wasn't for some of the guys that I play with. Our quarterback, obviously, amazing. Our running back, unreal. We're surrounded by amazing other wide receivers. Like, we just had a well-rounded team, and we were always there for each other. And also the coaching staff, like, they just had our back on everything. We had their back on everything. I feel like when you have a bond like that with a group of guys, it just makes everything all the more sweeter. And it was unreal. It was, I can easily say it was the best feeling I've ever had in my life.
Well, it was a great game. I'm from Youngstown, so like I said, I mean, we were glued to the TV set. So I definitely watched the game, and you guys were fantastic. So like I said, I mean, you know, Youngstown, obviously, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was, you know, obviously, you know, rooting for them to pull it off. But like I said, but you guys had a great season, and like I said, you can't take anything away. Well deserved. You touched on it because you were part of it, but I think on the outside looking in, I think common sense, everyone knew that you guys were really the better team, and this was kind of like your fate after the season started, the way you guys played. So I mean, just well deserved national championship, man. That's just an awesome way to go out and to go out on top. But we appreciate you stopping by, man. And like I said, best of luck on your pro day. Best of luck, period. But like I said, I can't wait to hear from you and find out what those numbers are when you go in front of those scouts in a few weeks.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Brandon Ravenel, the standouts, James Madison standout receiver. And like I said, this kid's versatile, and we really didn't even get to touch base on, you know, with special teams. I mean, what this kid can do just returning the football. And we all know, I mean, when you're a rookie trying to get your foot in the door, the more versatility you bring to any position, you know, the odds are you're going to have a little bit more check marks of positivity next to your name than some others. And like I said, this kid's class act. Knew that before the show, just from talking to some other people. And like I said, to get him on the show and just being able to kind of shoot the breeze with him a little bit. I mean, you just got to kind of level what this kid brings to the table. And like I said, we'll be watching out for his pro day. And like I said, on the 15th of March, and hoping that he just knocks it out of the ballpark. If you want more, again, with Brandon, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and collegeofpros.com. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.